What if in 2024 you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, yes, you heard me right. Imagine what you could do in a full year. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Y'all already know I've got to keep my Spanish in tip-top shape. That's why I like using Babbel to make sure I don't get rusty. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/pretty. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/pretty, spelled babbel.com/pretty. Rules and restrictions may apply. No hay nada like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. That's why I love today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it super fácil to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientific solutions. OneSkin contains peptides that are proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they got several studies to back it up. I use their facial cleanser and I am hooked, but don't just take my word for it, eh? OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. For a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase using code PRETTY when you check out at oneskin.co. Try OneSkin and enjoy younger, healthier skin without all the extra steps. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it is more resilient to the aging process. They create next-level skincare. I feel so limpiecita and clean after using their cleanser, and I know you'll love it. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code PRETTY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code PRETTY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please, please, please support our show and tell them we sent you.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to your lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Hi, you guys, and welcome back to the last episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Yoatsi.
And Louis, a.k.a. the baddest perra. Dude, right now that you said, welcome back to the last episode,
it hit me. Oh, my God. I don't feel it yet.
I know. I was just like, okay, like, we have one. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel real right now that you just said, like, last episode. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no, that's weird. We did Pretty Not Smart for 45 weeks.
Yeah, 45 weeks.
With the exception
weeks.
Of 1 week.
Oh, yeah, the exception of one week.
But we literally did it, dude.
A whole year of Pretty Not Smart. High five.
Happy birthday, Pretty Not Smart.
We really didn't think we were going to be, because we really didn't miss any episodes except for that 1 week. But that's because, like we said, we had a family emergency. So that wasn't like something we could predict or see coming. But Yoati and I don't really have a schedule for when it comes to any of our other like platforms. So when it came to like having a schedule for Pretty Not Smart, we were like, oh shit.
We were like on it too. We were always like Pretty Not Smart. Like it was just a weekly thing. And then there was also a few weeks where we did like film double and shit. So we were really dedicated. I'm proud of us.
Yeah. But huge thank you to you guys, because you guys are the reason that we were dedicated, because seeing how much you guys love and support and enjoy Pretty Not Smart gave us that like fuel and
that
like,
motivation
that's the word I was looking for, to like do it. Because if you guys were like, I don't give a fuck,
we would have been like, we don't give a fuck either. But we're thank like, you no guys one's so much for watching.
They're like, shh. They all come clean the studio before we leave.
For watching and following along and listening to 45 episodes.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And like in just a year, we've done so much with Pretty Not Smart. We did our Dime collab, which shout out to anybody and everybody who supported. Whether you got it or like just showed us love on our pictures or anything like that. Thank you guys.
Yes, that matters.
We even got a studio for Pretty Not Smart.
I know, because we started in Louis' little living room.
And then we were in your house and we never filmed it.
We kind of bounced around everywhere like before we finally got this location. Yes. I'm so glad we got this location though.
It's crazy though how much can happen in 1 year.
I know.
But
wow.
For today's episode, you guys, Yoati and I had a structure for season one.
Uh-huh.
And our structure was very much letting you guys into me and Yoati's relationship.
Yes.
And we like really deep. wanted to show you guys like the love that we have for each other and our family. And that's why we had our parents on the podcast, Andrea.
And
we really just wanted to let you guys into the Castro family.
I hope you guys really did get to feel like you were a part of the Castro family. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was like our main goal for season one, and to like just really dive deep into mine and Louis' relationship. Literally that.
And even with our guests, we were really picky with our guests. Not that we didn't want other people on our podcast, but since season one was very much just like an introduction to Yoati and I's life, we really wanted to bring guests that were a part of our lives, which is why shout out to all of our guests that were a part of season one.
Yeah.
We brought some of our closest friends and obviously our family members. And
some of our closest friends, because we had a bunch of our other close friends that we wish we could have had on season one. But
for season two. We didn't get to have everybody who we wanted on season one. But yeah. We're going to bring them on season two, because it would have meant a lot to us to have them on season one as like the launch. But timing and just things were all over the place at times. But thank you to everyone who was a part of it. And to those of you who weren't, we're excited to ask you for season two.
They all say no.
I know.
We don't have any guests.
We should have been on season one. No, like, we actually have a long list of people that we want on our podcast.
Dude, and then shout out to all the girlies. When we did our 100K dinner, we asked all of our supporters that made it to that dinner. We're like, who do you guys want to see? Like, tell us the real tea. Who do you want us to have? And they gave us lots of names.
Yeah, and like, it was cool because the names that they gave us aligned with the people we already had on our list.
Yes.
So, I don't know, it made us almost feel like, oh, yeah, we're doing something right because it aligns.
We're doing the right thing.
Yeah, but we're so excited for season two, and there's gonna be some changes that
there's gonna be surprises
that hopefully you guys will enjoy and love.
You better.
But going back to the topic, since we obviously wanted to let you guys in this whole season into our positive vibes, there's obviously not the prettiest side to every relationship. Every relationship has a good and a bad, whether it's an intimate, brotherly, sisterly, family, whatever kind of relationship it is, it has its good and its bad. And Yoati and I never dove into the bad.
I'm scared, Louis. Fuck you.
She didn't want to do it. She was like,
me anxiety.
She was like, can we talk about it even too? I was like, no, we have to end it with a bang.
I didn't want to look at my squishy in the ball. Es que me da ansiedad. A mí no me gusta pelear.
But we can't just say all the good things because we're not perfect.
We do have to say the bad. But before we get into the motherfucking tea, I need you to do your last spelling bee of
my
season. Your last spelling bee. Of the season.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
And you better get it right, because this whole season prepped you.
Hey, if we could go back to all 45 seasons.
All 45 seasons, bitch.
We're already like 100 years old. We could go back to all 45 episodes. I'm sure I got like a good like 30 out of 45.
I have to go back and check
that's
that.
That's like a D minus.
But for season two, let us know if you guys want us to keep doing Louis Spelling Bee or should we like challenge him another week.
Yeah, or if you guys have any other way to challenge the smartness.
Yeah, like we can challenge each other. Like, let us know. But I always love that it's like a good like starter to an episode. Yeah. We did it, everyone.
What's the word?
Okay, so this one I got from Natalie Lisbeth 7594. She said, have Louis spell Parmesan. Like Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan.
A ver, Parmesano. A ver si sabe. El hermano.
I use a lot of Parmesan cheese, so I should be able to get this one.
A ver.
P. A. R. M.
Yep.
A. No? Okay, E. Parme. S.
S.
No.
No.
S. Just one S. I-O-N.
Oh, so bad. No.
What stupid. Is this not even English?
It's P-A-R-M-E-S-A-N. Parmesan.
Oh, so I almost got it. I just said.
You were adding so much shit.
I said I-O-N. It could have been. You said I-A-N.
It's S-A-N. Just san.
That's not even English, fuck y'all.
That's English. No. I feel like he's been so traumado from past words that he's like, there has to be another S or H in there. No,
that's Italian.
That's not Italian. I think it is Italian.
Parmesan.
Pero usted come mucho Parmesan cheese. So you should have gotten it.
Well, I eat it. I don't read it.
Okay, pues. Let's get into the motherfucking tea.
Okay, so.
I'm anxious.
I wanted to bring up. So Yati and I have had a lot of, how do you say it? Not conflicts.
Arguments?
Yeah, a lot of arguments, but at least the one that I wanted to bring up, I wanted to bring up one and see, hear her explanation, because every time Yoati and I get into an argument, at the end of the day, we're still family, and we always find, this is one thing that I really appreciate about all of our family, whenever we all get into an argument of one way, shape, or form, we always find the time to hear each other out.
And talk about it.
And talk about it, and like, you know,
yeah,
apologize for what we've done.
I've met some families. This is so weird. Mm-hmm. I've met some families that will legit have like really ugly arguments, mm-hmm. like really ugly ones. And then they'll just kind of like never talk about it. They'll just act like it never happened.
Yeah, I hate
and
that.
And they move on from that. And I'm like, no, bitch, that is so bad because you're like bottling everything up mm-hmm. and you're going to have some sort of like coraje for your family member like forever.
Yeah.
You know, but we do fight. I know it looks like we don't fight because I know I was reading our comments not that long ago and they're like, do you guys fight?
Yeah, or I've seen a lot of comments being like, oh, like I wish I had like a relationship like that with like my family member and stuff. And like, yeah, although we all have like a really beautiful relationship, like we all fuck around by saying like, I don't think we can all live together again. Like that's a huge, mm-mm. like even my parents agree with that.
No, I don't think so either because I feel like we grew up and we all became individual people.
And we're very different.
We're so different. Like, I feel like when estábamos mocosos, we were used to being together, so mm-hmm. we couldn't really complain. But when we separated, we all got our, like, different personality, mm-hmm. different. Like, we all just became so different.
Yeah.
And now, like, thinking about it, being with each other, like, 24/7, I can't.
When we go on little family vacations, we all kind of drive each other insane a little bit.
Yeah.
There's not one time where we don't fight or argue.
But we didn't fight this vacation.
We didn't.
We didn't. It was really, really good.
But that's probably because we had other people there. Yeah, we would have been fighting. But so with this, okay, so when I told Yati about this topic, there was one that
I'm so in particular. Scared. Which one?
And this one I fucking hated. And I don't even remember. We did talk to each other, but this one was ugly, you guys.
Stop, like, I'm so scared. It's because I have one in my head. I'm like, I wonder if it's the same one.
We don't have too many. Yeah. But, well, like, we have a lot, but, like, there's only a few that were, like, really ugly.
Hurry, and I want to see if this is the one. I'm all trying to pop its pimples. I'm like, I'm so scared.
This was actually also for a little
Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Fuck you, so
It wasn't a family vacation,
oh,
though.
Oh, my God.
But it was to celebrate Andrea's birthday. Oh, I hate you.
You're looking to hate. That's the only story that's, like, in my head. Like, there's so much anxiety.
I hated this one.
Dude, this one was so bad, bitch.
But I'm going to say how I remember it. And obviously, since you remember the same one, then you can interfere if things were different in your head.
You really need to, like, talk me through it because I kind of, like, blocked it out because it gives me anxiety.
Okay. Because to me, it kind of came out of nowhere.
I feel like it did. I agree with that. A ver.
So, this was for Andrea's birthday back in, like, oh, shit. I don't even know what year. This is a long time
ago.
This
was, like...
We weren't even living in L.A., were we?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was just... Or maybe I had just freshly moved to L.A., but this was a long time ago. We wanted to do something for Andrea, so we rented out an Airbnb and invited a bunch of our... Friends. So my parents weren't there. And I think that is a really important thing because if my parents were there, I don't think it would have
escalated. That wouldn't have happened.
The way that it did.
Yeah.
So a group of us went to, I think it was Palm Springs for an Airbnb and to celebrate Andrea's birthday. And everything was going fine. Everything was sickening. And it just so happened that Yoati and I were both going to launch merch. Right? Yeah. The merch wasn't around the same time. But we both were just like, oh, we're going to get content for our merch at
Do you remember house. What merch it was for you?
For me, it was the one of me with all my faces. It was like the exclusive Baddest Perra t-shirt.
Okay, and mine was the Creída merch.
Was it?
No, it wasn't Creída.
Which one was it?
Fuck.
Girly Tings?
No, you know what? It was Creída.
Oh, it was. It was the biker shorts and the tank. Yeah. I mean, the shirt.
Uh-huh. It was Creída.
So we both... knew we were going to take pictures in that house for our merch because we had all of our friends there and our friends have always been super supportive and they get excited whenever we're going to launch anything. They like genuinely ask us for it. So like we gave them
we
gave them all our merch like that day at the house and everyone was like, oh yeah, like they were all picking their stuff and like whatever. So then we asked them if they'd be able to like, if they're willing to take pictures for our merch, so we could post it
on the little website and whatever.
Yeah, so then they were like, yeah, like, hell yeah, we're hella down. So I remember everything was fine. And then I started taking the pictures. Fuck, I don't remember who started.
I don't remember, but I remember it's because the house is only so big, right? Mm-hmm. There was like certain areas and I had already taken some pictures and like it was me. Okay, so I took the pictures first, and then I saw Louis going to the exact same spot, like posing our friends in the exact same spot. And I said something. I think I was like, oh, you're going to copy me or something like that, right?
It wasn't in the exact same spot. It was her background was, you'd started first, and then I was taking my pictures, and her background was in the background of mine.
It was
very much like you'd be able to tell that they were taken in the same location. And I remember Yoati like jokingly said something like, bitch, you're not gonna copy me. And I was like, no. I was like, well, I'm taking mine right here. She's like, well, yeah, but it looks like very similar to where I took mine. And I was like, well, the house is not that big, my love.
You moved.
No, so I told her, the house is not that big, my love. And she was like, well, can you find somewhere else? I was like, okay, fine. So we went to the front of the house. So I took everybody to the front of the house. Yeah, iban todos. So then, and keep in mind, I had already came out in Yoati's pictures for her.
Sí, sí, cierto.
So I had done my part. Like I put her merch on. I took the pictures. I helped her and everything. So then when she told me that comment, I did get a little annoyed because I was like, well, the house is not that big.
Like,
and the inside of the house wasn't that pretty. It was like outside that was like more... Because our merch was launching during spring,
and it was like a nice day, like it was sunny, like it was a nice spot to take pictures. And then I remember you found the other spot
in the front, but Yoati had caught an attitude.
Yeah, and I think I gave him another response.
She was like, ah, blah blah blah. So then I was like, mood, because I did get annoyed
because he told me to pose for his pictures. Right, I totally forgot about that. So I was in his pictures, y me había dicho algo, and I did have an attitude. I was like rolling my eyes when you told me to move the spot, and I was like, ugh,
something. We went to the front, and she already had an attitude of me because I guess I had given her attitude by being like, well, bitch, the house is not that big. And then she was giving me like attitude, and we go to the front, and I think. It wasn't the same people. I think it's that I posed them similar to how Yoati posed us.
Algo así.
That she got ticked off again. And she just started giving me attitude, and she was just like annoyed. And I was like, bitch, I was like, well, if you don't want to be in it, like, don't be in it. And she's like, no, it's not that I don't want to be in it. Like, I'm just a little annoyed because I feel like they're going to look exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
And then I got more annoyed, and I was like, well, where do you want me to take them? I was like, the house is not that big. But then I think it came into like where it was something a little bit more deeper to Yuatzi, but I didn't understand that.
And I remember. So it stemmed from something like deeper because...
That I wasn't aware of.
Yes. Él no sabía, pobrecito. Él no sabía. Yo acá de perra. But it stemmed from social media coming at me for being Louis' sister. And like, I feel like ever since I got into social media, people would always like come at me and tell me shit like, oh my God, why are you trying to be like Louis? Like, you're always copying him. Like, be yourself. Like, all this shit that I would always get. And I feel like at first I was kind of bugged by it, and then I got over it. But then again, like, it somehow like just got to me. And when we were doing those pictures, in my head, me acuerdo que I was like, fuck, this is going to be another time where people are going to be like, you copied Louis. And people are going to come at me and make me feel like shit again. So, but I didn't tell him that. So it literally stemmed from that. I feel like I was just like, fuck, everyone's going to come at me and think that I copied Louis.
Because at the time, I think, yo ya tenía más rato doing social media. So I think our following was significantly like different. So like Yuatzi still didn't have like as big of a following, and mine was already like, so I remember her telling me, well, at first she was getting hella annoyed, and then I was just like, well, bitch, why do you have an attitude with me? So I started like going back at her, and todavía no me había dicho, so she started giving me an attitude, and I still didn't understand. She's like, well, it's because everybody's gonna think I'm fucking copying you. And I was like, who the fuck's gonna think that? Because I obviously don't get the comments that Yuatzi gets. So I was like, and who the fuck's gonna think that? She's like, everybody's gonna think that. And I thought she was referring us to like all of our friends.
Oh.
I was like, do y'all give a fuck? And they were like, what? They were like,
no, dude.
They didn't want to get into it because
they were just kind of there watching us.
And then I don't know where Yuatzi was just saying like the things look exactly the same, you know, sé que tanto. And I was like, bitch, nobody fucking cares. So like I just genuinely thought that she just didn't want to be a part of mine.
Oh.
Y que me la quería hacer difícil. So then I was like, well, and we had gone half and half on the house. So then I was like, well, bitch, you want me to fucking get a rocket ship and go take him in space? So like I didn't understand where she was coming from.
Yeah.
But after, well, before she explained that to me, it got really ugly, and Yuatzi was just
so
like,
bad.
Like, whatever, I'm not gonna do it. So she starts walking away. Yes. And then that's when I get ticked off.
You're like, bitch.
Yeah, it was exactly
almost
like that. I was like, bitch. I was like, I already fucking did your picture. You're, so you're like, you're done with your shit. Now you're not even gonna help me with mine. And it wasn't so much that like I specifically needed her to be in it. It was just more that I was like, mood, like I
like
did
pinche
my
malagradecida,
yeah, like I did my part to being yours, and now you don't want to like pay
help
it back
me.
And help me.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And I think at that point she just got really overwhelmed. And again, keep in mind, we were doing this argument in front of like 10 of our friends.
Dude, I feel so embarrassed because Laura was there.
Oh, Laura was there. And that was the first time Laura saw us.
Dude,
argue.
Laura and Victor were there.
I forgot they
and
were there.
And we like ran inside the house, and me and Louis.
No. Yoatzi's walking away as I'm yelling
like,
shit
walking
to
away
her back.
So pissed.
Because she grabbed my shirt and she all threw it. And she's like, I'm yelling shit to her as she's just facing her back. So that's making me more frustrated because
like,
I'm
bitch,
like,
turn around.
Yeah, I was like, you're not even giving me the time to like explain why I'm angry.
And I'm the type of person that like when I get mad, I leave because I need to cool down so I don't say like shit I'll regret later.
Which I would completely understand. But again, I didn't understand where this frustration was coming from. So to see all the attitude and her
she
just
was,
like
you're
walk away.
So confused.
And frustrated because I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah. So she walked away. Y yo de pinche perra. I was not going to leave it. So I follow her all the way inside.
Dude, inside the house.
And
I remember all of our friends got concerned. So like everybody runs behind us like, are they okay?
So then I start yelling like, I start calling her shit. Like I'm just like, what the fuck, bitch? Like you're not even going to fucking help me, blah, blah. But todavía no me quería decir. I think it was just like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was your way of being like, I don't want you to feel bad for something you didn't do. Because I wasn't the one leaving the comments.
Yeah, because I was like just really upset. And también I was already like enojada. So I just, when I get like really mad, I am not very good at expressing my emotions. So I was just kind of like, I didn't really know like what to say. Pero también me acuerdo that you also had something that stemmed your coraje from because as we were fighting, he was like, you stupid bitch. Like, this is the second fucking time you don't want to come out in my merch shoot. Because before that, and I feel really bad for this one too, Louis was going to have the Baddest Perra launch, the black t-shirt, and with Mari and Eric. But I had, I was fresh BBL, bitch. Right. I was fresh BBL. And Louis ya me había preguntado with time, like a month before, like, can you shoot with me? And I was like, I think I'll be okay, like, for my my BBL. I'll be good already. So, yeah, I'll do it with you.
It was your BBL? I don't remember what it was.
It was my BBL. Pero I, in my head, I was like, yeah, I think I'll be good. And then the morning of, or the night before.
It was the morning of.
Yami and Nea were ready to go, and I flaked like last minute because I think me estaba doliendo bien feo las nalgas, or I had a headache. Something was wrong. Like, I was just like, I can't. And I was like, and then I have to sit because it was like an hour drive.
Oh, that's right.
And you I was like, I can't fuck. Do that. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to have to sit for like an hour. And I was like, I literally couldn't. Like, my nalgas hurt.
And I'm glad that you bring that up because I was trying to figure out where my anger stems from, because I was like, it wasn't just her not being a part of it, but that it makes sense that. Because... Well, it's very mutual. So Yoati and I will always do our best to support one another. And I remember I had done the most to be in her shoot. It was the exact same photographer, exact same studio.
And he had helped me.
And I was busy as fuck. Teams. And Yoati was like, please, like, I really want you to be in it. So I was like, fuck. So I remember I had done the most just to be in that shoot. So then when it was my turn, yo le había dicho con time. And like, I honestly don't mind if people reschedule on anything that it may be, but I fucking hate when people cancel the day of.
And it was like the morning of. I think I woke up like early just to tell him like I can't go.
And when I saw that, I was really annoyed because of that, but it wasn't enough for me to tell her shit. I was just like, Yoati, seriously, you couldn't tell me before? And she was like, dude, why? I didn't know I was gonna feel this way. And obviously I knew she had just gotten surgery. BBL. So I was like, so I can't like, do nothing about it.
Habías enojado, but you were like, okay, she kinda has a little reason.
Yeah.
Pero ya en la casa. Because it was like almost the same thing, like me flaking on another shoe. I feel that like the sense. Coraje from the first time that I flaked, and now the coraje of this one was just like,
yeah. And then
that's why it's not good to hold in your coraje. Yeah, you guys. It's
like exactly what she was saying, because it got really ugly for me. And I remember just telling her a bunch of shit, and I do remember throwing it to her face. And I was like, bitch, I help you with so much shit. I was like, and you can't fucking help me. And she's like, it's not that I don't want to help you. It's just like. And I think that's when you started telling me. But at that point, ya que me dijo, like, where it was stemming from, it was too late. I was already on full fucking Leo fight, full fire mode.
Perra, like, perra mode.
Like, I remember her being like, well, it's just people always think that I'm like,
and I was all crying.
Yeah. And she did start. But before that, it got really ugly. We were, I don't remember exactly how, but I remember we started yelling really ugly names to each other in front of everybody.
All
and I remember
of our friends.
I remember our friends kind of like just shocked. They nobody were just had ever staring, seen us fight. Because
literally nobody had seen us fight. And I remember clearly being extra more embarrassed because of Victor and Laura.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I felt so embarrassed. And they were just in the corner like kind of looking like, oh my God. Like, are they really fighting this bad in front of us?
And I did feel for her when she told me that all her comments always come at her for like, because I had no idea about this. So she told me all my comments always come for me, like copying you and blah, blah, blah. She's like, and you don't understand like how her, and I did feel for her, but I had no room for
sympathy at the
moment. I had no room for sympathy because
so mad
at that point I was being painted out to be like the bad guy because as she's saying all these stuff, all our friends are listening like, oh, because what she was feeling was totally valid. But I was more, at that point, I started feeling embarrassed because I was like, bitch, you couldn't bring this up to me like in private. You like have to say this in front of
all our friends.
Although it wasn't my fault, it was being thrown out to like, you're the reason that people leave these comments. And I was like, well, bitch.
Like, yeah, and it literally is not his fault. It's just... Like, it's literally what kind of happens behind the scenes of social media. Like, we can act super, super tough. But back in the day, some of these comments would get to me. And they would get to me a lot. Y también era mi culpa because I never, like, expressed that to Louis. So he literally had, like, no idea where any of this was coming from.
But the reason that I remember getting even more angry is because her ex-partner at the time,
oh my God,
decided to put their two fucking cents and nowhere. As Yoati and I are having this huge fucking argument, and like I'm already annoyed, I'm already confused, and I'm already frustrated at her for flaking on me, and as she's, and then again she starts explaining where it's stemming from, but I was feeling like I was being put on the spot for something that I didn't do. And then this dumbass puts his two fucking cents and starts coming at me. But nada que ver with Yuatina's argument.
I feel like ese pendejo just kind of wanted to aprovechar that me and Louis were fighting against each other. It was his chance
to degrade me.
Yeah, and his chance to like get in there and start telling Louis shit.
Because me and this person would always get into it. Yo no me dejo, you guys. Like, no, yeah. I am not the type.
As you should.
Especially with that person in particular, yes. There was... I never, ever gave him an opportunity to degrade me or disrespect me, ever. But in that moment, it was very much like I was getting beat up and he was like, yes, my turn.
Like it was like, my perfect opportunity to like jump in.
So he came in and started saying the most shit and airing out Yoati and I's business in front of everybody again.
Like other stuff that literally had like nothing to do with the argument.
So then I start arguing with him and I'm like, I remember literally being like, bitch, and who the fuck's talking to you?
Dude, literally like, why the fuck are you jumping in?
Yeah, and he starts saying all this shit, but then... Not only is he bringing his own personal, like, I literally swear to you guys, it was the most random bullshit ever because it had nothing to do with Yuati and I's argument.
Literally.
But as he's putting in his two fucking cents, then he starts bringing up other little arguments that Yuati and I have. So in that moment, I'm going full psycho mode because it feels like, okay, so in my eyes, I have Yuati coming at me for things that I had no idea were going on and her crying. And not only is she crying, but I'm feeling guilty already. And then I have this dumbass on the side yelling things at me about past things and things literally, that I've done with him.
Yes.
And then aside from that, we have an audience of 10 people who just are really close friends.
Staring at us.
Staring. And I just felt like, bitch, I just felt like the bad guy. And I was like, I had no idea of any of this. And I could just feel like everybody was like putting in their two cents.
What if in 2024 you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, yes, you heard me right. Imagine what you could do in a full year. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Y'all already know I've got to keep my Spanish in tip-top shape. That's why I like using Babbel to make sure I don't get rusty. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/pretty. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/pretty, spelled BABBEL.com/pretty. Rules and restrictions may apply. No hay nada like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. That's why I love today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it super fácil to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientific solutions. OneSkin contains peptides that are proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they got several studies to back it up. I use their facial cleanser and I am hooked, but don't just take my word for it, eh? OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. For a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase using code PRETTY when you check out at oneskin.co. Try OneSkin and enjoy younger, healthier skin without all the extra steps. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it is more resilient to the aging process. They create next level skincare. I feel so limpiecita and clean after using their cleanser, and I know you'll love it. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code PRETTY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code PRETTY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please, please, please support our show and tell them we sent you.
So after that, I don't know who stepped in or if Yoatsi walked away, but I remember Yoatsi.
I think somebody got in and like started separating Andrea. Us. It was Andrea.
Andrea came in and was just like, okay, you guys need to stop, blah, blah, blah. So Yoatsi's crying. I'm on full anger mode. And Yoatsi walks away. And I'm still not, I'm still on full angry mode and still don't fully understand where it all started from. So I continue to follow her to her room. And she starts packing all her shit.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Like, just as she's crying, she's packing everything up. And I was like, where the fuck are you going? And she's like, I'm going home.
No, yes. Estaba tan enojado. He's like, fine, go. Yeah, fucking go.
Yeah.
Because you were so mad.
And she starts, like, packing all her stuff. And then Andrea makes me, like, leave the room. And she's like, just leave. Or she's like, just let me talk to her. So I was like, nah. So I leave. And I think Andrea stays there. And as Andrea's talking to her, I start packing my shit. Because I was like, bitch, like, again, I was like, I'm not going to be painted out to be a bad guy for not understanding what's happening. And I'm not going to stay here.
Yeah. And we're like, all both leaving. We're like, we're done.
Yeah. We both are the ones who booked the house and we're leaving.
Everyone's going to like, you know, so, what I just remembered, though, before I forget this point.
What?
You, that dumb fuck was literally so fucking toxic that when you left, he walked in and he was like, this is the moment. Like, you have to realize what a true bad guy your brother is.
Oh,
like,
I think I remember you guys.
Your brother is like such a bad person. Like, he takes advantage of you. Like, he was just like feeding me all this bullshit. And I was so sad that I was like believing everything.
Well, you know? You were like at your most.
Right. Like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And this dumb fuck was literally, it was just really, really bad. And then, but Nea came in. And when he left, I kind of told Nea like everything that he told me. And Andrea was like, no. Like, it's, I feel, because, like, Andrea's very much mediator vibes.
Yeah, but it's also because, like I said, yo nunca me dejaba with this guy ever. That I felt like this was his perfect opportunity to separate Yoatsi and I.
Yes, because to have us like have a fallout.
Everybody would put their bun up with this dude in the family. Everybody. Yeah. But I want to say that I was probably like top of the list of like, don't fuck with me or don't fuck with her.
Yeah.
Because every time he would get into an argument with Yoatsi, I would walk in. And one thing about me is like, I like to think that I'm not very biased in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Even if you're my family, and same thing, I think Andrea's like, I think honestly, we're all like that.
Yeah.
I've had Yoatsi put me in my place. I've had my parents put me in my place, and I've had Andrea put me in my place.
Like,
and
if you're wrong.
Yeah. And I don't think we're, as much as we love each other, we're not biased. And I think that's what keeps us somewhat sane and very close, is because we know we're going to tell each other what the fuck is good.
Yeah.
And I think this guy was really trying to, this was his perfect moment to separate Yoatsi and I, because I would always put him in his place, because 99% of the time he was always in the wrong doing some stupid shit. So I remember Andrea telling me, like, yeah, later on, that he was getting in her ear and being like, yeah, like, this is who he is. He's a horrible person, like, blah, blah. And I obviously got very frustrated, but I couldn't. I was just very confused about him putting in his two cents.
Like, it literally nada que ver, bitch. Like, this was literally between me and Louis. Unfortunately, everybody got a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But, like, nobody se metió. And like, everybody kept their, like, okay, everybody, this is not our spot. Like, everybody was just kind of, like, observing. Pero ese güey de la nada se metió el pendejo.
Yeah, and I think that's why she started packing all her shit. And then,
because I was like, you're right.
And then I am in my room. Because I'm by myself. Everybody was like trying to check on Yoatsi and stuff. So I'm by myself and I start packing all my shit. And then Andrea, I think, is done talking to you. And, well, no, before Andrea comes in, I'm packing all my stuff and Laura comes in. And she's just like, oh my God, like, are you guys okay? And Laura was like on the verge of crying. I think she did cry.
Oh, yeah. Laura.
Laura was like, she was just like, are you guys okay? Like, oh my God. And like, I'm packing all my stuff. And like, again, I'm not a crier, but I think at that point I felt very vulnerable, because I felt more like attacked. So then I start crying. So then that's why Laura starts crying.
Aww.
And then she was like, dude, like, she's like, just, she's like, breathe, like, let it all out. She's like, we, like, we're off, like, everybody as a family gets into arguments. She's like, dude, even like me and my brothers get in arguments and blah, blah. And then I'm just like crying. I'm like venting out to her. And I think I start finally opening up to someone about just me feeling really small. Like, I was just like, dude, like, I feel like I take so much. I was like, and I feel like I don't bitch. Like, it wasn't anything coming towards Yoatsi. It was just more like, ugh. Because sometimes I do feel like I have to be like like a really tough person.
Yeah.
So I felt like in that moment, I was venting out to Laura, and then Laura was like, dude, like, it's okay, just breathe. Like, don't, like, react. She's like, you and Yati got into, like, a big argument, but, like, don't do anything out of, like, anger.
Out of anger, because then you'll regret it.
So I think Laura was calming me down, and she was letting me vent. She wasn't putting her two cents about anything, and she was just letting me, like, vent out everything that I needed to vent out. And uh-huh. then Andrea comes in, and then Andrea starts, like, giving me your side.
Uh-huh.
So then I start being a little bit more understanding of where you were coming from.
Uh-huh.
Because in that moment, we just started, like, going at each other head to head, and we weren't letting...
We were, like, you know, I don't know if this has happened to you guys, but when you are yelling and arguing, one tries to be louder than the other and, like, we weren't letting each other talk, and we're just, yelling over each other. It got, like, really, really bad. So I feel like at the end, me and him were both misunderstanding the communication because... Mm-hmm. We were just throwing shit at each other, and we weren't communicating.
We went over what it originally was.
Yes.
And I think what really helped was, well, what helped me a lot was Laura allowing me to vent.
Uh-huh.
And I remember even, like, apologizing to Laura, because I was like, man, like, I'm crying. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I don't cry. She's like, no, like, let it out. She's like, if anything,
poor,
like,
Laura, she was probably crying. So scared, bitch.
Like, she was. Oh, I remember her looking at us like, bitch. She was all boo, and I was like the monster. Yeah, she was like,
scaring her.
But I think what really helped was Andrea being the mediator.
Yes.
And Andrea was basically going back and forth between literally, both of us.
And I remember she kept trying to get us to talk. And we're like, no, I'm not ready. Like,
yeah.
It took a while for her to convince both of us to, like, sit down, shut the fuck up, and talk about it.
But I think what really, really helped is, I don't know what fucking witchcraft Andrea put up Yuati's ass, but she was the one to come up to me and apologize, yes. Which meant a lot to me, because sometimes I can be very, very prideful.
Uh-huh.
And I try, like I say, like, I really try my best to not be biased in things. But in that moment, I really was like, I don't understand where this came from, uh-huh. from her. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
So Yuati coming to me first was, it took a lot of weight off my shoulders, because I was going to feel really stupid going up to her and apologizing when I didn't know where this frustration.
You still didn't understand where it was, like, stemming from.
I don't know where this frustration was coming from. And Andrea had already briefly told me what Yuati was going through, but I needed to hear it from her.
Uh-huh.
So I think before that night was over, we both were just like, I remember, like, still being in the room with Laura, and then you walk in, and I was like, I was like all, like, fucking mocoso.
Well, we both were really, Louis. Yeah.
But she comes in, and right away it says, like, I'm sorry. So I think that helped, because I was scared that it was going to be like World
part
War
two.
II.
Like, yeah.
So I think the moment she came in and said, I'm sorry, I was like, ooh.
You're like, okay then.
Because at that time, there had been a huge gap before we had ever fought again.
Yes.
We had not.
It had been, like, a long time since we had fought like that.
And I think that's why so much was aired out, because we said things.
Like, from all the coraje we've been holding on for, like, a while.
Yeah.
But it got really bad. And then I just remember us having, like, a good conversation, like, a good long conversation where we both literally sat there
calm. It was just me and her and Andrea, because Andrea was like, so just scared. In case.
Yeah, Andrea was, like, mediator vibes, yeah. Just watching, like, okay, Louis, your turn. Uh-huh.
And then I tried to say something, and they'd be like, wait. Like,
yeah, she'd be like, you have to wait. She's not done yet. Uh-huh. I'm Andrea. But, yeah. Yeah, thank goodness Nea was there, and Laura, and everybody who helped us out with that argument. Because at the end, we both literally left, I feel like, understanding each other. Mm-hmm. And I just remember we both, like, hugged each other and cried. And we're like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we definitely hugged it out and broed it out. And,
yeah.
But then, bitch, we came out of the room like, hey.
With everyone. That was so awkward. We were just like, hey. Like, watching everybody. And I was like, hi, like, is everything okay? We're like, yeah.
Yeah, but I was really shook at how, I mean, this was a pretty long hourly argument.
It took a few hours. It wasn't, like, I know we sped it up, but this was very lengthy.
Mm-hmm. But I was really surprised that it was wrapped up within the same day.
Yeah.
Because things don't usually function that way. But I think, honestly, what I do remember helping the most was the fact that I think even after we were done, I don't remember if it was Yuati or me, but one of us still wanted to leave. Like, we were just like, this is too much. But then Andrea was just like, you guys, like, it's my birthday.
I think that too. And we ended up, like, whatever anger we had left,
we put it aside.
We sucked it up because we're like, wait, this is for Nea's birthday.
Yeah. And we really just put it aside because we were like, okay, like, I mean, Andrea, all she really wanted was for all of us to be there together.
Yeah.
So I think that's what made us be like, fine.
fine, we'll stay. And then later on that night, I talked to Dumbfuck again, and literally, like, me and you were good. We were already fine. But Dumbfuck was still, like, trying to be like, no, 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 you can't let it just, like, be that easy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, trying to, like, poison my brain. But I remember, I feel like at the end of it, me knowing, like, as much as he was trying to manipulate me, mm-hmm. I was just like, no, dude, like, you're obviously fucking stupid. Yeah. And I think we broke up that night.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me.
Right, yeah, because I was like, he's being dumb as fuck. And, like, I'm not having that because, yeah. And I ended up dumbing him.
Yeah, and I think he just felt kind of dumb because, like, at the end of it, he was just there, like...
And everyone was like, mad at him after,
yeah, like, because pendejo. Everybody was just like, where the fuck do you play a role in this? Yeah,
you have nothing to... This is literally Family Matters, and you had nothing ahí metido.
Yeah, but going back to what Yuatsu was saying about people putting things in her mind, this is not just something that goes on with Yuatsu. This is something... And it still happens now. Like,
yeah.
People on social media will always be instigators.
Yes, 100%.
Very annoying because it'll be like perfectly fine. Like, it still happens. Like, even now, like, I can name quite a few people who has happened with where people will try to put you against somebody else when it was nothing. Like, I'm just like, so, and like going back to Yuatsu, like, once Yuatsu was like showing me all those comments and like I understood where she was coming from. I've said this a million times, and I could, and this is why, I mean, there's always so many things that people ask me about and I never respond to it because it's all chisme and bullshit. Yeah, and literally. I do not put my time into things like that. I'm very quiet because I'm like, bitch,
¿pa qué? No importa. And I feel like Louis has done such a good job of like teaching me that, because before, because I feel like I get dragged into a lot of drama. Mm-hmm. Like, people just love putting me in drama. I actually just got a message from a girl earlier being like, you're so fucking problematic. Why do you have a following? And I'm like, I haven't done anything, babes. Like, yeah. I have not done a single thing. Like, people just love dragging you into drama. But what Louis has really taught me is like, you know what's true? It doesn't matter. Don't give them your time.
Yeah, because it's like arguing with a fucking wall. Like,
yes.
I'm going to sit here and say something right now. And the people who love chisme and don't, that are only here for chisme and don't care about us or anything.
Yeah.
It's going to go in one ear and out the other. Dude, so I'm like, yes. Why am I going to waste my time telling you things that you're going to be like, what?
No, like, literally, I feel like if me and Louis were trying to defend ourselves in any situation, because I have tried to in my past a long time ago, I try to defend myself, but the haters, I can literally show them so much proof of how right I am. And they're like, no, you're fucking stupid. And I'm like, okay.
So that's why I never respond to things, because I'm just like, nah. Like, there's, I was like, no, I can go to sleep perfectly fine because I know who I am as a person. And I don't have anything else like that I have to clear up, especially to a random person.
Exactly.
So I'm just like, aye. But what I was going to say is that I've said this a million times and I'll continue saying it, is that we're siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people where it doesn't get through their head that as siblings, we're going to be very similar. And if you don't have a sibling or you don't have a relationship with your sibling, bitch, you all disconnected, puta.
Did I? And we all start fighting right now.
I know. No, if you don't have a sibling and you don't, or you don't have a relationship with your sibling, that's not my problem.
Yeah, like,
and it is not for you to tell us that.
Like, how we can have our relationship and how we can act
like with I'll each have other. People be like, bitch, you're copying her, you're copying him. And it's, I'm like, no, we just grew up in the same house and we're very similar.
Yeah.
So I feel like when Yuatsu was showing me a lot of these comments, I think it's just for some people, it's hard to think that we can have a similar personality or similar likings.
I honestly also think that it's because a lot of these people literally don't have close relationships with their siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just like, hey, check it. Or like some people literally hate their siblings.
Yeah.
Like they hate their siblings.
Like there's like.
Yeah. No, like, don't look at me. So they're just probably like, ew. Like, why are they, you know?
Yeah.
And then also there's people who don't even know we're siblings.
Yeah.
I feel like it's pretty obvious, but people think that we're just friends.
But when Yuatsu then showed me all those comments and stuff, like, I did really feel for her because I was like, oh, like, that can be fucking annoying. And I could see it because you're being authentic to yourself, but people are constantly, like...
Like, saying that I'm trying to be like you or that I don't have my own personality. But I'm like, babe, we're the same. Yeah. Like, even one time I remember... because, like, I really am not copying you. Like, it just... it is how it is. And one time... we were going to dinner and I went with Adam, Lauro, and Alex, and you were going to meet us there. Mm-hmm. But it was just me and Addy, Lauro, and Alex at first. And I was just like being my normal self. And Addy starts laughing. He's like, bitch, you literally are like your brother. Mm-hmm. I was like, what do you mean? And then he was just like, I feel like I'm with Louie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's told me that too.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And it's not like I do it on purpose. It's just like, this is how I am.
But like literally like exactly what you just said, because there's people who question me a lot sometimes with my personality,
uh-huh,
and constantly saying that like I'm copying certain people, I'm doing certain things, and I'm like, no, I was like, this is literally who I am.
Yeah.
And also like I was like, dude, I've been doing social media for years now. I was, yeah, like, you can scroll in my videos and see that I have not changed. I've, if anything, I've just grown up. I was, yeah, like, but personality has been the same. The mensadas have been the same.
If anything,
the
way that worse.
If anything worse. I was like, the way that I talk has been the same. But I feel like with social media, people are constantly trying to put you against one person or the,
yeah,
other. I've had friendships that I've questioned because of social media. Like, uh-huh, do you guys have beef? And I'm like, wait, what? Or like, it's because this person did this. And then I'm like, wait, what? So it's
and
very
they make
instigator.
You overthink,
and, it turns into something where you start overthinking and questioning what you're doing or that relationship with that person. Remember there was a time where they were putting, I feel like, me and Adam against each other.
What?
And me and Adam like never fully like talked about it because it wasn't anything that we had to talk about because we knew where we stood.
Uh-huh.
But damn. I think we were both getting like certain comments and shit, and we were both confused like, hello?
Like, what?
Because you start reading it so much that you're just like, wait, is this true?
You just start like overthinking it really bad.
And then you're like, oh no, like we're fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one, that argument was really ugly for us.
It was really bad.
It really sucked that it happened because of social media. Like,
social media.
It could have been avoided, but I feel like you having all those comments and things in your head at that time, you were just like, oh shit. And like, I'm gonna get it again.
Yeah, and as bad as that argument was, because it was really fucking bad, mm-hmm, like, I was scared to talk about it. Because I don't know, I told him, I was like, what if we start fighting again? And he was like, bitch, that's old. And I was like, okay, I guess you're right. But as bad as that fucking argument was, I'm not glad that it happened, but I'm just kind of like okay with it that it happened. Because
like it needed to happen.
It needed to happen because it did teach me a lot from that argument. Like, it taught me how understanding Louis can be. And I feel like he is really wise when it comes to social media and how to like manage hate and things like that. Cause I feel like every time something happens, I go to you.
Yeah.
Like anytime it's something social media related or anything, I'm like, Louis, help me. Yeah. And he's just so quick at like giving me an answer and making me feel at ease. And I feel like that argument kind of taught me to learn that from Louis. Mm-hmm. And then just to literally like stop listening to hate comments, because I was like, oh my god, these comments are literally getting into my real life. Yeah. And it's people that literally just out of spite will make that comment, and they're like, doo-doo-doo. They probably, yeah, forget they made that comment.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna fight over some stupid ass person who just was probably bored.
Yeah, you that's know? Literally what it comes down to, is just people who want to spike something up to like start putting thoughts in your head.
Yeah.
And you can give them an answer, but at the end of the day, they're gonna be like, okay,
like, mental,
it's just at the end of the day, people will believe whatever they want to believe. Yeah. And if that's where you stand, like, I'm not gonna sit there and try to convince you otherwise.
Yeah, it's like, I'm bothered, babes.
Because
don't care.
90% of the time, you can go out there and find the answers yourself if you really care about it that much.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm not saying anything about it, it's because I had nothing to do with your opinion about me. Like, yeah, I'm just like, bitch, like, I don't need everybody to like me. And I don't need to convince you to like me.
And I think that's something that I've learned too with being on social media, that it took me a while, because I feel like when I
otra vez.
When I started social media, I really thought everyone was gonna like me. But I feel like, yeah, with time and doing social media for so long, I think it really is like, bitch, not everyone's going to like you. Yeah. And that's fine.
And that's a huge pill to swallow.
Dude, it's a, yeah, humongous. Especially when you literally, I see some pretty nasty things about me. Like, people like just ugly, hating on me literally for no, yeah, reason. And I'm like, wait, nobody, not everybody's going to like, yes, nobody.
Nobody's going to like me.
Nobody's going to ever like me. I'm just like, not everybody is going to like me. And like, that's totally fine, as long as the people closest to me like me, mm-hmm, and I have close people to me that I love. At the end of the day, that's like all that matters. Mm-hmm.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a huge pill to swallow. And I feel like that's the one advice that I could probably, well, like I always tell people, just be yourself and have fun with social media. But it's also like you have to be okay with realizing that not everybody's going to like you. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm a very, I mean, I'm a lot better at it now, but I was a huge people pleaser. Like, maybe it's also like just, I don't know. There's probably like a lot of like childhood drama and also the Leo in me. And
yeah.
No, but it's just my head would not wrap around the idea that not everybody was going to like me.
It's hard, huh?
Like now when I say that out loud, I'm like, bitch, that sounds crazy. And but like at the time I was like, what?
Yeah. And sorry, I interrupted you. But what I was going to say was that on a much smaller scale, like it's not as intense when you're like, my whole classmates, one person doesn't like me. Mm-hmm. But then when you think about it on a large scale, where like 30,000 people have seen a video and like 1,000 or more of them are all hating on you. Yeah. That's like psycho. That's so like, different. Oh, you're like, oh shit, yeah. What am I doing? Am I really that ugly?
Maybe you start questioning. You're like, hello?
Oh my God, I'm so ugly.
You're like, that's the third comment today. Right. No, yeah, it's just... it's like a really hard thing that we had to like really like realize.
We had to learn being part of social media.
But I feel like once you like come to terms with that, you're just like,
I don't really care for
like,
it.
Like, I don't really care for
like,
it.
Like, suck my dick. And then before I began, one thing that I really did love about, I love back in the day, what I love about Louis is that he's always been really good at like defending me on like social media and like very much like, what I love about him is that he's very like, if you don't fuck with one of my siblings, I don't fuck with you. And I feel like he's always been like that. And it makes me feel good because I feel like all of our families like that. Mm-hmm. And it should be like that, like your families and all that. But one specific example that I remember was he never wanted to tell me who, but somebody, I guess maybe in our close circle or around us or that just knew us, said something about me. Said like a bad comment about me.
Like content creator?
I want to say, content creator. Uh-huh. Someone on social media that maybe was around us or something said something bad about me or just something that was not good. Uh-huh. And Lou, you posted it, I think, on your snap. This is a long time ago,
I'm trying to see if I remember.
I think it was like maybe first or second year of me doing social media. Uh-huh. And Louis went on Snapchat and he literally was like, bitch, somebody who was my friend literally said something about my sister. And like, I don't give a fuck if you're like that close to me. Mm-hmm. I'm literally going to like, bye. Like, yeah. I don't want you in my life because if you don't like my sister, then you don't fuck with me. Mm-hmm. And he went on and defended me. And then I was like, I saw what happened. And you're like, nothing. I was like, tell me who said shit about me. Like, do mm-hmm. I know them? And you were like, yeah, but I'm not going to tell you. And I was like, tell me who it was. And you're like, no, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. But you had like a full on thing where you defended me from somebody that said something about me.
I'm going to keep thinking about it until I remember who it was. But that just shows like how quick I cut that person off because I don't remember who it was. But
literally cut that person off. Y no me quería decir quién. Because I was like, who was it?
I remember them saying, like I'm trying to fully remember what exactly they said. But I remember them saying something super like chill. And I was like,
low key throwing hate.
And I was like, what? And then like, I think they were surprised to see me like say something about it. And that's it always just throws me off when people are like, I don't know, sir, like if you think you're if you're comfortable enough to say some shit like that in front of me
about my sibling, about my family member.
Yeah, I was just like, what? Like, I don't need you in my life.
Like, but what are you saying behind my back?
Yeah. So it was just something very much like this person just felt like they could say something about her in front of me. And I was like, bitch, like, I'm not the one. I was like, they're probably used to talking shit about their own family and people just being, yeah. That I was like, bitch, no.
You should have fucked them up.
No, but I've always said that. And I think we just had a conversation about this not too long ago that I was just like, because we are so similar, mm-hmm. I will not put up with somebody who doesn't like her or anybody in my family because we are very similar. And if you don't like her, there's chances that you're not going to like me. Like there's
for real.
And I'm not going to waste my time with those chances. Like
with those chances.
There could be a small percentage that you could really be like, fuck her and I love Louis or like, fuck Louis, I love Yuati. But then the chances are very small. Like hanging out with us, you're gonna see that we're very similar.
We're very similar.
So yeah. I was just like, I'm not gonna put up with that. But yeah, I've had people even like in school or something where they wouldn't like her, and I was just like, bitch, bye. Like I was like, okay, like if you don't like her, then same. You don't like me.
Like there were stupid people in my life that would say shit about my brother, and I was like, bitch, like I will fuck your ass up right now.
Same thing with Andrea. I remember Andrea would get people telling her shit about me because they also didn't know we were siblings. And she'd be like, what? And
she'd be like, that's my brother.
And they'd be like, wait, is there siblings?
And they'd be like, oh, shit, sorry. And she's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we were able to talk about that one more time and get a better understanding of what happened. You see, not so anxious anymore. That's all therapy session.
I know, EMDR. We're like,
for real.
But if I feel like if we ever get into another argument, I'll tell you guys.
I miss right away. Y'all come on here by yourself. Start talking.
Guys, so
instead of a podcast, turns like into a confessional.
I know. Episode. What do you think an episode with like just you would be like?
Yeah, just
it's all boring. It's all crickets. Like, krr, krr, krr. Or just me. I'm like, really? I'm all gonna be like looking. I'm like, he's not there.
I know. You turn around. There's nobody there.
I'm like, oh shit. I'm by myself. That'd be funny.
Well, we hope that this episode helped in some way, shape, or form. Or it's always, I hope you guys just take the advice of like, it's always good to solve your issues or problems that you have with someone. Not all of them, obviously, pick and choose. But I feel like with family, sometimes that, because there's times that I've argued with other people and I'm like, nah, I don't care to like fix that.
Yeah.
But with like family, I think it's always important to talk.
So important.
To talk when you're both at a calm level.
Uh-huh.
And try to really figure out where the problem is stemming from. Because mm-hmm. the biggest thing for this discussion argument that Yuati and I had was miscommunication.
Yeah. And I feel like that's often a big chunk of cases with arguments. It's always miscommunication. Yeah. So, yeah, just be clear-headed, like mm-hmm. level-headed and have that conversation. Especially with family members. I feel like family is so important.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand that there's a lot of people that have like messaged me and have told me how like their sibling is just very stubborn.
Or their family.
Or their family is just very stubborn and they try and they try and they try and that person is just not giving the same energy back. Mm-hmm. And if it's a situation like that, I feel like at times it's more toxic than good.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like pick and choose where your energy should go because Yoati and I also have had many other arguments that have been just as bad, if not uglier. But I feel like at the end of the day, we know that we obviously love each other, and we know that we have the relationship that we have for many things that, you know, we've helped each other with and just supported with.
Yeah.
But I know that I can have an... Not that I want anymore, but I know that I can have like a really ugly argument with her.
Let's have another one.
I have it, fuck you.
Oh no, come on, know, fuck you.
But I'll obviously still have it in me to want to talk about it. But if you do have those people who are just like bad, negative energy, whether friend, boyfriend, sister, family member, whatever, I feel like you can always tell when it's someone who's just wasting your time.
Yeah, you really can. And like, that's so unfortunate, specifically when it's like family.
I was gonna say,
oh,
like,
that sucks so much. Like, I feel like, oh, I've ran into a lot of people that's like, oh, I just don't talk to my sibling. And I'm like, what? Why?
And like, although Yoati and I are saying, like, you know, especially if it's family, fix it. Like, but it could also be in that way where, like, you know, if it is like a toxic family member or just like your family in general, like, as hard as it could also be, it could also just be very beneficial to just, you know, like, separate yourself as much as you can, because you don't need that in your life. I've definitely heard some stories from people with their family, and there's obviously things that are not okay.
And if you're having an argument, y un metiche se quiere meter, dile que se vaya a la verga.
Sí, mándalos a la verga.
Mándalo a la verga.
Ya, no te dejes.
Yeah. Tú vete para allá. Nobody's fucking talking to you. Vaya así, siéntese ahí en la pinche esquina. Okay.
Que like, a ti, aquí, ¿cuándo te llamaron?
Sí, ¿cuándo te hablamos tu nombre? Pendejo.
No, literally.
Yeah, because that's never good to just have that, like, third person try to chime in. Ugh. If you have a mediator in the family, good. Yeah. But just don't have a chismoso in the family.
Yeah, that's don't want
that. You don't want that one.
Well, I'm glad we got to share, like, you know, the not so pretty side to our relationship.
Yeah.
And can't believe we're wrapping up season one.
High five. High we five. Did it. I hope you guys enjoyed season one as much as we did, because I know I had such a blast filming it for you guys, and we created so many new memories. Mm-hmm. I loved it. We have a Polaroid wall. Maybe we'll post a picture on Pretty Not Smart. But we have a little Polaroid wall of every single episode that we filmed. We take a picture and we post it on the wall.
Yeah.
So it's cute to see it like all filled up with a fucking 45 or more pictures. But we'll post it on Pretty Not Smart so you guys can see what it looks like.
And that's what I was going to say. If you guys don't follow us on our socials, Pretty Not Smart Pod on Instagram or TikTok, follow us on there. We'll definitely still be active on there and like keeping up with you guys, but also on our personal social media accounts. But like we said earlier, this is not just going to be like a break for us to like disappear from Pretty Not Smart. We're still going to be working on Pretty Not Smart and doing things on the back, especially in hopes that we can upgrade our studio a little bit more and make it look prettier for you guys.
Let us know what you guys think we should do to the back.
Yeah, and it's because we saw what you guys thought about our last setup. That wasn't really our setup, but we were at a different location.
Yeah.
But if you guys have any other suggestions on how our studio looks, guests, things that you would like to see for season two, anything that you would like to see from us, please let us know, because we're going to be doing a lot of brainstorming and trying to upgrade for our new season.
I'm so excited.
I know. I was going to say, as sad as I am a little bit, I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, we should do a club hosting.
That would be
to
really
launch
fun.
Season two. Let us know.
Yee!
That would be fun.
I don't want to say goodbye.
Me either. I keep like stalling.
I'm trying
just
to stall
like,
too. I'm like, ooh, I don't want them.
But we have to go now.
We never come back. Bitch! Knock on wood.
We'll be back. If not, Alex will yell at us. We'll be back.
We'll be
back for more.
And as soon as we have like an update on how long our little break will be, because we're just trying to figure some things out.
That's all year long.
We're two years. Like, y'all have like 10 more
like,
kids.
So no, Pretty Not Smart.
I'm like, we didn't tell y'all how long the break is. No. It won't be like a long ass break, but we just gonna have to figure some things out on our end. And then as soon as we have like a date, we'll post it on
the
Pretty
IG.
Not Smart Instagram.
And so follow it.
Yeah, so we'll keep you guys updated on there. And I don't want to say goodbye, but
bye, you guys. We have to go.
We'll see you guys so
season
soon.
Season two. For season two, we're going to look hotter and better than ever.
I'll get like 10 more surgeries.
We look worse. Like
we're like botched and smart.
We changed the name. Oh.
Oh, no, botched, not smart.
I get my tits done. One's bigger than the other. It's all lopsided.
Fuck you. I'll get like my face reconstructed.
You're like.
I'm like manifesting it. Now yeah, just kidding. No,
not going. Okay, you guys. For love real this guys. Time. We love you so much. We'll see you for season two.